Well, the history of it is that the property has been owned for nearly a century by various branches of the Eline family. The property started out as a timber operation. Back in the days, the entire area in southwest Florida was timbered for its old-growth pine trees. And those pines had a very tight growth ring, very high resin content because they were old growth, and it was basically their equivalent of today's treated lumber, only without the arsenic. Through a series of business dealings, the Eline family became involved in the company, the Schraders married into the Eline family, and they never changed the name on the door, even though it was largely majority owned by the Eline family.
And the Eline family was the family that founded Schlitz Brewing, mm-hmm. and so they were all from up north.
All from Milwaukee area. Mm-hmm. Originally.
And they still are in ownership of all that
yes.
property?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then you came in 30 years ago, I read 1989 was when I guess the first permits were granted for development.
Yes.
And that was the beginning
mm-hmm.
of Lakewood Ranch. How did you get into it?
I got a call from my predecessor, John Clark, telling me that they were getting ready to think about developing this property. And at the time, I had laryngitis and couldn't really talk to him very well. So I'm certain that's why the phone interview went
so
okay.
Well.
And I was invited down. Just took one look at the property. You could see signs on their tree farm that said, "Clean air begins here." I mean, there were things like that that just spoke to the ethics of the company, the approach that they took. To a long-term view of things, and it really appealed to me. Can't look at a map and find a better piece of property from that standpoint.
Really, because at the time, there's nothing there.
Well, but stop and think about a road that goes from Miami to Canada. And if that is not an economic opportunity for interchanges on that road, I don't know what is. On its face at the time, if you were a resident of that area, people uniformly thought we were insane.